The name of my sermon this morning is taken from our scripture. I just made it a little more modern. Pray for all men and women with all forms of prayer. So, Royal Oak, beloved worshiping and praying community, as we head into this Thanksgiving time, a time of travel and visits, I have to tell you, I'm a Jersey person through and through, Jersey boy, and I am so blessed to be married to a Jersey girl. I grew up in a suburb of Asbury Park called Wanamassa, and my wife grew up in a suburb of Camden called Palmyra. And we are traveling north to North Jersey on Thursday to visit our son-in-law's family. These are also Jersey people. Yay! For Thanksgiving. And I've noticed recently that as I've talked to my minister friends and I've talked to them about their Thanksgiving travel plans and spending time with family, my minister friends have many, many differences in their families. They have family members who are Methodist, but they also have family members who are Catholic and members of other Protestant denominations and Buddhist and Muslims, and agnostics, and atheists. And yet, all of these ministers that I've spoken with are so excited to bring all of these family members together for a Thanksgiving meal to celebrate fellowship and family. And so, our gospel reading this morning from 1 Timothy sets the table for our Thanksgiving feast. Let me just bring back some of the words. Pray for all men and women with all forms of prayers as we worship the awe-inspiring God with pure hearts. He longs for everyone to embrace his life and return to full knowledge of the truth. For God is one. And so, dear God, please come into my mind and heart this morning. As the words of Timothy have set the place table, the place settings for this Thanksgiving sermon. And please, as the temperature is changing and as we experience the cold without, please warm us with your love and your grace. Please remind us that the cold within is so terrible for those who do not turn to you or move away from you. So let us bring the warmth of your love into all of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So for many of us, Thanksgiving is about visiting home and about a place at the table. Now we have a divine family, Father, Son, Sustainer, and they are always offering us a place at their table. And whether we celebrate Thanksgiving with other people or simply by ourselves, we are always in connection with our divine family. In fact, one of the beautiful synergies is we have our communion this morning. And our Holy Communion is called the Great Thanksgiving, the Eucharist. It fits right into the Feast of Thanksgiving. So sometimes around the table, however, and you know this, as we gather with people we may not have seen in a while, as we're sitting there between piles of food, a multi-course meal we can't leave till the end, we have to speak to them. We discover we have differences. Differences in thinking about vaccinations or politics or economic justice or climate change or racial equality or religion. And so, no matter our differences, we are all one family in God. We know that. And so what I've done this morning is I've taken these sticks and I've made a fire. Now I'd like you to imagine the fire. You're going to have to use your imaginations quite a lot. Holy Spirit right there. But before we hear the story of this fire, I'd like you to consider some words of wisdom from many faiths, from many of the faiths that my minister friends have told me are members of their families. Now, Malachi chapter 2, verse 10, the Hebrew tradition tells us, do not we all have one Father? Did not one God create us? Why do we violate the covenant of our ancestors by being unfaithful to one another? The words of the Quran, chapter 3, verse 103. And hold you fast to God's bond. Be together, do not scatter. Remember God's blessing upon you. When you were enemies, He brought your hearts together, so that by His blessing, you would become friends. And that's the Islamic tradition. Then we have the Hindu tradition in the words of the Athar Veda. We are all birds of the same nest, wearing different skins, speaking different languages, believing in different religions, and belonging to different cultures, and yet we all share the same home. And in our Christian tradition, in Romans chapter 12, verse 5, and so in Christ, through though many, we form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. And we have different gifts according to the grace given to us, but we are all members of one body. And so, Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community and praying community, imagine that there are six of you, and you're strangers, and you're sitting around a fire, and it's a bitterly cold night, colder than it was two nights ago when the temperature got below freezing. And you need the warmth of this fire to survive through this bitterly cold night. And as I read this story, I'd like you to imagine what you would do in each of their places. I've adapted this from a poem called The Cold Within by James Patrick Kinney. Six strangers trapped by chance in the dark and bitter cold, and each one held a stick of wood, or so the story's told. Now their dying fire was in need of wood, but the first woman held hers back. For on the faces around the fire, she noticed one who was black. And the next man looked across the way and saw no one from his church and couldn't bring himself to give this fire stick of birch. And a third one sat in ragged clothes, and she gave her coach a hitch. And why should she put her stick to use? Her stick. To warm the idle rich. And the rich man just sat back and thought of the wealth he had in store and how he would keep what he had earned from the lazy, lazy poor. And the black man's face held only hurt as the fire passed from sight. For all he saw in his stick of wood was a chance to spurn them white. And the last woman in this stubborn group, she did nothing, nothing except for her gain, and given to those who only gave to her. Yeah, that was how she played the game. And so that's six people sitting by a fire on a cold night. And each one of those people held their sticks tight. They would not give up their sticks. They would not see each other as one body in Christ. And so, the fire died out. And those sticks were held tight in their dead hands. And they were proof of their human sin, because those six people did not die from the cold without. They died from the cold within. So, Royal Oak, beloved worshiping and praying community, perhaps Thanksgiving is also about remembering who we are and whose we are. What if? What if each person in our story had remembered that we all have one father and had given this their stick to the fire? And what if each person in that story had remembered that God brings the hearts of enemies together and they become friends? And what if one person or each person in that story had remembered that we are all birds of a feather and live in the same nest? And what if each person in that story had remembered that we all, though many, form one body in Christ? And so, yes, Thanksgiving is about giving thanks. But Thanksgiving is also about the blessings of being in communion and connection and in fellowship with each other. It is about being warmed within by the love of friendship and God and fellowship and family. It is about being warmed in the words of 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God because God is love. So, Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, let us bring our fuel to the fire. Let us find new ways of bringing fuel to this fire of love, so that everyone we meet in our sanctuary, in our community, in our schools, in our travels, is warmed within by God's love, which is overflowing and overflowing and spreading from us. And so we give thanks, we give praise, and we gather by the warmth of God's holy fire as it burns in each of us. In Jesus' name, amen.